Track 3. ITV arts editor Nina Nanar says life is full of surprises.
I suppose we shouldn't be surprised anymore when we see flowers blooming earlier than they should, or when I saw the cherry blossoms in our garden do the same. But people still exclaim as if it's unexpected. I suppose we all like to be surprised, though not all surprises are nice. As a lovely treat, friends of ours hired a boat on the Broad and invited my late hubby and myself to join them for tea on board. We were so excited. The boat was big and very impressive, and we sat in a room full of windows as we drank and laughed. What we had failed to notice was that another boat on which people were being trained was having some difficulty nearby, and the jib of the boat had broken and was swinging round in our direction. It actually crashed through the side of the boat and took out all of that lovely glass where we were sitting as it rotated. We were all fine, though our cakes and scones and dignity were ruined. Sometimes it's really nice when the unexpected happens. I've recently done an interview with the fantastic actor Stephen Graham. He's pretty much everyone's favourite actor, and with good reason. His latest project is a drama called Adolescence, which is on Netflix. It's a 4-hour-long episode, and incredibly, each episode is shot in one continuous take. The results are simply staggering. I knew as soon as I saw a preview release of the episode that this was going to be very special television. I was lucky to interview Stephen, and having met with him a few times before, he's every bit as nice as you would expect, and he's brilliant at his job. He told me about how incidences of knife crime that he and the team had been reading about inspired this latest project, which is about a 13-year-old boy accused of stabbing to death a teenage girl. Sitting beside him was the actor and director Philip Barantini. The two met 25 years ago when they were actors on the HBO series Band of Brothers, and they most famously worked together on Boiling Point, the restaurant kitchen-based drama, which was also done in one take. My news piece went out on News at 10 and was then clipped up by the digital team to be put out on our various social media platforms. Within a few days, it had been viewed 28 million times. That I was not expecting. I will not pretend to be an aficionado when it comes to social media and digital output, but even I understood that this was a phenomenal achievement. I'm not that good at setting up surprises for others, mind. My friend mentioned that on a working trip she'd recently been taken up in a helicopter by one of the most established helicopter pilots in the world. She posted pictures of herself with him after the trip and looked gleeful. I know what to get her for her birthday, I thought to myself, so I bought her a flying lesson. I thought I'd picked up on her secret passion and that she would be absolutely over the moon. But when I gave her the present, her response was, "Are you joking?" I thought it was the kind of, "Are you joking?" you say when you're overwhelmed by someone's generosity. But it wasn't, because she's frightened of heights. I know her really well, but I didn't know this. She was smiling in the picture, relieved to be back on the ground. I tried to make her feel better by telling her that I was about to have root canal treatment. It's true, I'd been expecting it. I'd been putting it off for a whole year, but then my gums started telling me that it was time. Like the journalist I am, I did loads of research. I asked people who've had it, what happened to you, how painful was it, how swollen were your gums, etc, etc. Horrible seemed to be the word that dominated the responses, though the pain bit varied from person to person. So I went in expecting the worst, but to be honest, it wasn't really too bad. Apart from having my mouth open for a whole hour, but given that my school nickname from the teachers was Nattering Nina, I should have been able to cope with that. This year will continue to be full of surprises, good ones and the not so good. And I know there's no point pretending that I'm ready for it all.